I forgive anyone who doesn't believe this story. I sometimes find myself questioning it, and I was actually there. This happened 2 years ago, the last time I went drinking. For reasons that will become apparent, I have tried not to drink since this happened. This story has been pieced together from fragments of my memory, photographs, witness testimony, and boarding passes. I had been on a two-day photo shoot in Tulum when myself and the photographer decided to have a lunchtime beer to celebrate what we considered to be a very successful shoot. Over the past few years, I'd almost completely stopped drinking alcohol, and for good reason. But on this occasion, I told myself, what could possibly go wrong? It started quite civilized, sat next to a pool bar, drinking beers. But as it often did, things got out of control fast. More beer, tequila, more beer. This was when I decided I wanted to go to Mexico City and have dinner with my two best friends. I left the photographer, got in a taxi to the airport, just about got through security after having a triple Bloody Mary taken off me, passed out on the plane, woke back up, and started drinking again. The dinner was fun, and my friends didn't mind that I was being a little crazy. We all went back to their flat, and I was in bed by 10 p.m., the only sensible decision I'd made that day. I was just about to turn my phone off when it rang. It was two Brazilian models that I'd been on a shoot with a few weeks previously. "What are you up to?" they asked me. "We're drunk and horny. Could you get more of a cliche?" It sounded like something off of American Pie. Turned out they were living together in the neighboring Colonia, just a 4-minute Uber away. So, after my failed threesome in NYC, a few years previously, I decided this would be redemption. I arrived, and they hadn't been joking. They were really horny, both naked and shooting content for their OnlyFans. I had slept with one of them, Felipe, before, but not met the other, Miguel. They were both super hot guys in their early 20s, so I let them do exactly what they wanted to me. They quickly took all of my clothes off me and led me to the sofa. I knelt in the middle of the sofa and Felipe sat behind me and Miguel in front. They both started kissing my neck and holding me gently, cupping my tits and my ass. It was like an out-of-world experience, just sensory overload. They were so gentle and loving. But with two sets of hands on you and two mouths kissing you, it was overwhelming. As one of them slipped his finger inside me from the front and the other rubbing my clit from behind, I was soon shaking with orgasm. They didn't seem interested in each other, just purely focused on me. I felt like a queen being worshipped. Then they each took a hand and led me to the bedroom. Miguel put a condom on, but Felipe didn't. I thought that was cute. They both took it in turn to lap at my pussy, before Felipe gently pushed his raw cock inside me. I was on another planet. I turned my head and made out Miguel, pulling the condom back off and just guiding himself into my mouth. This is when the rhythm started, the cock between my legs pushing into me, as the cock in my mouth was slipping out. Then the cock in my mouth was pushing in, and the cock in my pussy was pulling out, gently rocking me up and down in a perfect dance. I was in heaven, or at least somewhere off the surface of the planet. My eyes were rolling back, and I was dripping from both ends. Felipe came first, deep inside my pussy. He held himself there for a moment as he looked into my eyes, then pulled out, stepped off the bed, and allowed Miguel to do the same. It made it extra special that Miguel decided to do it unprotected as well. They then both lay on the bed, either side of me, and gently kissed and stroked me as I fell asleep in their arms. I woke up in the morning, not really knowing where I was or how I got there. It took opening maps on my phone to remind myself of where I was. 1,570 kilometers from where I'd started and where I'd left all my belongings. So, incredibly hangover, I went back to the airport, flew back to Tulum to get my things, and then all the way back to Mexico City, where I lived. But it was totally worth it. I didn't speak to either of them after that, except for a text with Felipe about a year later. I was hoping we'd do it again, but Felipe didn't offer. But maybe it was better left as it was. It was a perfect night that probably couldn't be repeated.